Kindergarten daf mesach this avoid the zara daf ayin beginim and beis begin tes master begin zgemara hehida visa. There's this young girl that havas nikita ofi biyada. She's holding the scum, the foam of the grape juice in her hands. Amar Rava, it says chamishari, the wine's going to be permitted. So Pesach Kondrash explains dafka tinukis. Now this specifically young girl, she doesn't understand in what's this value of libations. And if she's not going to put an effort to touch. Of an argadoila, but a lot older girl. Leitalin lekula, then we don't suspend leniently. However, says Tosfos Miula Mitzinichel Exibishamakum, we don't find such a differentiation in any place. Chaynira, therefore, says Tosfos, it appears to love Davka Revisa. It's not specifically a young girl. What dingadoila, same thing as an older girl. That's just what the story was. Umila Pesach, according to not truth, is even according to Rashi's interpretation. Leinafkimina Midir, it doesn't really make a difference, Akshav, in today's times. Even the older girls, they don't really understand anything regarding doing proper libations. You could say that it's just from the top of the barrel that she got this foam. And that it's below negev b'yayin. She didn't touch the wine. She just caught it from the ear space. But if she actually caught the foam from the wine on top of the wine itself, yes, then would be forbidden because of the connection to the wine. But there are actually old texts that says shakalsa with a suf. Even so, it's going to be permitted. Which, you know, even though it's not in the ear space, it actually, you know, scoops it off, even though it's really connected. But she's not well versed in libations. And she's not going to give up her life to go out and touch it. It's like the way Rashi explained. But right, by an older woman, given the nikita ofya, that when she's holding the foam, iklamecha, she actually would have to be concerned. Next is Master begins the Gemara. Who?
Pumasa this Salik leNadon. So you have this army, this general that went up to Nadon. Pasuk Chavita Tuba opened many barrels. I'm going to bechibar Abbas says open that become into Biyechna. Meshari permitted. LeNadon, I don't know. Imishum dekseber kabelaza b'chulis hold the kabelaza etc. Aparach the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could you say this is like a kabelaza? Sovik Biya, this is not Sovik Biya. Sovik Maguhu. So why would this be a reason? Where, as Tosfos explains, the Vadi Oivde Kechavim Ninu, the Beshur non-Jews. And that's what the Gemara is assuming in this sad, because Rabbi Gavad they got the even in the case of the thieves we had previously, I mean, we say Davosovik Bia that is considered in the category so to speak of a doubt, which is a lesser doubt of entry. Sovikim him of the Kachavim Oyim Hem Yisrael, and we're not sure are the Jewish or not. Hanimul Ganovim, oh, that's by thieves. The Yeshem Hashem Yisrael. Yeah, sometimes you have Jewish thieves of a Pumasim, but by soldiers, Tam of the Kachavim, we generally presume that they're not Jewish. The Abba Yisrael. If they actually were Jewish, a double nicker of a noida, it would be a well-publicized thing. Noida, from the fact that it's not known, obviously that they're not Jewish. Again, if that's the case, so the magu is only we know that it's not Jewish. So there's only one doubt: did they touch or not? And we know Reb Elazar only purifies when it's a doubt of entry. But if it's a doubt of touching, that's tummy. Mishan the Gemara says keeping the paschi tuva. Yeah, but once they open the lot, so we have a doubt. Adait de memayna. Maybe they did it for monetary reasons. Maybe they opened up for drinking purposes. Basic Kondrash explains the paschi is mechadeshtiya. Could they open up more than what they need for drinking? Mochamilsa is obvious that they opened it for monetary purposes. We're going to fight today, then they're busy with their thievery. Compared to according to Kondrash explains, if you should touch it, lel, according to his shita that was mentioned previously on the end of Amaral. But says Taisis, Rashi's interpretation is pushing it. Void Kosha, what's also difficult is the Maishna Gabiganavi. Why is it different by thieves? The Amar Savig Yisrael Ninu, which you said you're not sure if they're Jews, but Gabapamasa Amar by the soldiers, it's Vadi of the Kachavim, and for sure they're of the Kachavim. Okay, and have a little Tamil Lafarish. So then the Gemara should have explained that point. Chem Pirish Rabbein Tam Lafish Tassi Lazar Rabbein Tam explains according to his opinion mentioned previously, and Taiz is, that Shapirish, Shapir, that, or the Gitter Shapir Shapirish, it explains, Jabba Lazar Matar. Why is he holding Tamar? Shem Svek Svek, because of double that. Balchim Purushan, this is how we explain it. Hachol, over here, Safik Bia, is it really Safik Bia? But Safik Magu, it's a doubt of, if it touched, Pidish. Nehidah Basafik, you're right, if it's a doubt of Mupam Masahim, Abikuchamma Yisrael, you're right, it is the same doubt. Whether the soldier Jewish or not. Come on, we're going to have like by thieves. Mekamakam Webe, Imhim Abdikuchabim. If they are non-Jews, they are for sure touched. Ah, but like we're called the Sveka, so there's only one doubt. It's not similar to the case of the thieves we mentioned previously, the men that we said have a suffix maga, to doubt if they touch in Nogayim Lav, if they touch or not. Haina, that's Mishum the Stam Ganov Madaitim and Maina also, because yeah, generally thieves come with the intention of money. A Pamasa, but a soldier, Stam Bam Lachabalishis, generally they come to eat and to drink. A Dama Perek Shain Debe, and the Chabal of Manav, which Chaten, let's slaughter them, Lahem Ego, a Kev, a Chalma Hishkim, and give them to eat, give them to drink. And again, if there's a case of a Sobek Maaga, it's a doubt of, did they touch? Mishum Gleke Vechad Esveke, because there's only one doubt. And Vechad Esveke, the Rebbe Laza, and by one doubt, Rebbe Laza didn't say his halacha. Shan the Gemara answers, given the Pascha Tuva, since they opened up a lot, meaning Yezim Echdeshti, and what they need for drinking, Ema died to the Mamayna Pascha. Maybe they did open up for monetary purposes. Then Ken says the case of a Sirk Sveik, it's a double doubt. So we got to be Yisrael, doubt if it's Jewish or not Jewish. Sometimes let me show you how to be even if it says it's going to be non-Jewish, Shem Pascha Shem in mind, maybe they open it for monetary purposes. But Lord died to the Shtia, and he doesn't have a mind for drinking, given the Ketubah, because there's a lot, and therefore, that's the suffix. Next, this must begin the word, the Gemara, the Mosla, Shmiz Mavtech. No, it's not going to be prohibited. She's only giving her to watch the key. Well, like some chadait, and she's not confidently coming to go ahead and just empty the little like a gun, because she's giving court as a thief. So it says, from here, you see, Shim Tava, some Mishlas Yehudi, if the government captures a Jew, and he puts a non Jew to guard his house, and all the keys are given over to a non Jew, actually, yeah, and even that belonging to the wine. If they don't eat and drink what's in the Jewish house, the wine's going to be permitted. Again, because all they have is the rights to the key, not to go and enter with the keys. Also, but if they eat in the house, then it's going to be forbidden, because they have rights to go in. Now, however, but if, let's say, the Jew comes back and he finds it full as he left, then they're kosher. That's how we find similarly regarding a person's garments regarding the locks of tumah. Shem matzin commission nichem. Tell him that if you find it as you left them, they're going to be tar. Me and Lo and Seal never came by yain nesach. So too, halacha is going to apply to yain nesach. And b'uli maybe because mechapsin leis b'chamakim. But maybe when they check in all places the bakarka b'ksalim in the ground in the walls as matmini you saw the looking at Jewish treasures hidden. Kam yain nesach then those of the wine would be forbidden. Because that means to say they're even going to take a stick and stick it into the barrels, to go search over there. You know, maybe the Jew hid in the wine barrel. But if the Jew had a sign, the chibur and the connection, the magufa in the covering, muta then is going to be permitted because the misudu lechabes boy. Because if they did remove it to look over there, I said they wouldn't return it as a prior daf had spoken. In these cases, they're not afraid of a Jew at all, as they have rights, and therefore, if it looks the same, then it's going to be okay. Next, this matter begins. Gemara b'suchas asuchas. Open barrels, they're forbidden. Mashma sounds like a below tuva, even if it's a lot, and that is below mina that did b'moy in the paschul. Meaning, even if they open a lot of barrels, we don't say they open up for monetary purposes. Because mina eloquent said previously, got been pulled muscle, but like we said regarding the soldiers, the reason is like this: but muscle boy like this masa melech varanuna, because by the soldiers they're coming to look for to pay up the taxes to the king. So you could say that did b'moy in the paschul. They open up for monetary reasons. A balashas ain't a boyim. They're not coming kim dafka like a balashas. They're coming to eat and to drink. And they're just coming to rampage and to pillage. And therefore, even if it's a lot, it's still going to be forbidden.